if you read the chapter in your orange textbook, Astapraniam Mudrabandha by Swami Satyananda Saraswati, there's a chapter called Psychic Physiology of Yoga. In some of the editions, it's page 513. And that gives you a reasonable overview of the energetic system and the qualities and characteristics of the chakras. What we're going to do now, though, is go through a practice where we have a chance just to see if we can get a sense of the location of each of the chakras and see if there's any feeling around these chakras. So let's make ourselves very comfortable. If at all possible, we sit for the practice in any comfortable position, whether it's sitting in a chair or cross-legged or kneeling, any of the poses that you can feel comfortable for practice. If you're not at all comfortable sitting for a while, then lie down. But it is good to know that when we do any energetic practices, ideally for most of them we'll be sitting, because there's an aspect of prana, one of the sub-pranas called udana, that is responsible for energy rising through the central energy axis and awakening the chakras. So sitting is a much better position to support the udana's activity. So just so that you know that. But if you're not comfortable sitting, of course we lie down. But let's make ourselves very comfortable and bring our awareness into the body. Just be really present in the body. If you're feeling unsettled in any way, then just stop the recording and take a couple of minutes to just release. You can do some exhalations, or you can do some of those shoulder releasing movements, or anything that will help you just release. And when you feel more settled, you can come back to start the recording and listen to this practice. But if we're feeling reasonably comfortable and quiet, let's just continue. Eyes are closed, awareness in the body. And when you're ready, activate a very gentle ujjayi breath, that victory breath. So smooth, easy, long breath, very gentle. And as you start to feel comfortable with the ujjayi breath, and if you're not comfortable, just breathe easy, but gently lengthening the breaths in and out through the nostrils, if at all possible. And then when we're ready, we're going to start directing our awareness to the location of the chakras, and we're just going to feel. So we're going to be very innocent, very open. To begin with, let's bring our awareness to Muladhara chakra. Muladhara, the first chakra, or root chakra. It's located at the base of the spine, and to be precise, according to Swami Satyananda in your text, in men, it's located in the perineum, so it is between the anus and the base of the scrotum in the perineum. That's the center of the chakra. And in ladies, females, it's at the cervix. So these are the points which are the center of the chakra. Remember, it's a center of vibrating energy. So that's the center, but it course extends around that area. And just start to gently breathe into that area. So the perineum area in the men and the cervix area in the ladies. And feel as if your breath is caressing that area of the chakra. Just lie, easy breath. See if you can feel the energy that underlies the breath, subtly stimulating the chakra. This Muladhara, this root chakra, is where the potential energy of prana or prana shakti is considered to be dormant, and from here it awakens in the process of our evolution. Of course, some of us are born with chakras that are awakened to varying degrees, but this is the place where the journey starts for most people. So just sort of feel this area. It's associated with the earth element and therefore the sense of smell and qualities we associate with Muladhara: stability, groundedness, belonging. When we're ready, let's bring our attention to the second chakra, Svadhisthana. Svadhisthana. This is approximately 2 fingers width above Muladhara, and just we can bring our attention to the spine, about 2 of our own finger widths, not lengths, finger widths. So it's directly behind the genital organs. And just start to gently breathe into that area. It's an area, if you've tuned in to the energetics, if you've had sexual feelings, and of course sexual energy can flow through any of the chakras, but sexual feelings will generally have some aspect of sensation in this area. And just see if you can feel it. So you gently breathe into the area. Svadhisthana. Our own place, our own abode, literally. And this is associated with the water element. And it's a place associated with our taste for life, pleasure of life, the enjoyment of life. Just breathe into this area. Feel it. It's associated with the color orange. And after another breath or two, we're going to bring our awareness to Manipura chakra, third chakra, literally the city of jewels. So let's just bring our awareness to the area of the spine behind the navel. And as we breathe into this general area, just behind the navel, again, just feel Manipura. It's associated with the fire element. So many energy channels, nadis, radiate from this area. It's associated with the fire element. It's also associated with the sense of sight. And the key word for this chakra is empowerment. When we really feel empowered, we're really feel the strength of energy flowing in Manipura. And of course, if we feel disempowered, we'll feel energy leaking from Manipura. Just feel that area of the chakra as you lightly caress the area with your breath and awareness. And when we're ready, we're going to bring our awareness up to the center of the chest. And we're going to tune into Anahata, the heart center, the fourth chakra. So just tuning into the spinal region behind the sternum. It's just particularly the lower sternum. And just start to caress that area with your breath. The heart center. Literally, the place of the unstruck sound. And as you start tuning into this center, feel the very familiar feelings of this area. Heart center is the place where we feel love, joy, deep feeling. Most of us are very familiar with sensations in the area of the heart center. It's associated with the air element and the sense of touch. Breathe into this area. Love, compassion, joy. The domain of the heart center. And coming up to the next chakra, the fifth chakra. Vishuddhi or Vishuddha. This is in the area behind the pit of the throat. So in the center of the neck, you could say the center to the back of the neck. Vishuddhi. This is really the place of purity. Shuddhi's purity. And Vishuddhi means the place of purification. This is associated with the space element and the sense of hearing. And the throat center is the key place for self-expression. Expressing ourselves, expressing our voice, being ourselves, communication. Expressing in so many ways. Breathe into that throat center. Whereas the Anahata is usually associated with green, the lotus petals are green. The Vishuddhi is associated with a lighter blue. Breathe and just feel that tender area of the throat center, fifth chakra. And then when you're ready, bring your awareness to the center of your forehead. And just come back from the forehead towards the center of your head. Start to breathe as if you're feeling the prana moving in to this area. This is Agnya or Ajna Chakra, situated in the midbrain, behind the eyebrow center. And as you breathe into this area, recognize this is where the two great channels of Ida and Pingala come together. This is the command center associated with the screen of consciousness, the screen of awareness, what we see in front of the eyes when the eyes are closed. And the place where we can have visions and deep intuitions, visually seeing. Breathe into Agnya. Each of the chakras is associated with nerve plexuses and also important glands of the endocrine system. Agnya corresponds to the pineal gland. And as we relax into that area of Agnya, recognize this is a place where we can experience many perceptions, we could say psychic experiences. It's very much associated with the mind and thinking processes. When we're ready, bring the attention to the crown of the head, Sahasrara, the thousand petal lotus, and this is the place where the integration is experienced, the full awakening of our masculine and feminine, our right and left hemispheres. And this is really an abode of awareness. The thousand petal lotus represents many things, but primarily the unbounded nature of pure awareness. When we have the experience of that transcendental pure awareness, completely non-local, silent, pure spacious, the light of awareness. And someone who's very grounded in pure awareness, who's living it, actually experiences an unbounded sense of awareness at the top of the head. And you may have had moments in your life where you've had sensations which relate very much to Sahasrara.
The great American poet Emily Dickinson described her definition of a true poem when she had this experience. If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that's poetry. For me, this is a clear description of someone who's feeling the awakened awareness in Sahasra in that moment. Let's just complete breathing into that area. And then just let the whole awareness be present in the body. And allow the awareness to extend a little beyond the boundaries of the body. And now come and just bring the attention to Muladhara Chakra, the root chakra. And as you inhale, just gently inhale all the way up as if the center of the spine to the very crown of the head. As you exhale, just feel as if the energy is moving all the way down. And then inhale back and just rest in the space of the heart center. You may wish to just relax there for a short time before you slowly open the eyes. And whatever you've experienced in this practice, it's okay. We don't need to have experienced anything. So if you are wondering whether you've had any experience of anything at all, that's okay, just be innocent. If you think you've had no experience, that's all right. Learning to tune into the energetic body, it's a training, and it's a training in awareness. So if this is a new experience, please relax around that. And our intention has just been to help us tune into the location of these primary seven chakras. Take plenty of time. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and then continue with your activity. Namaste.